Μένα, σε μια κονσίμη περαισλιά να χώρο μου στο νεπτέο. Νεπτέο μπιλμινούτη, καλά χαλάα, για κέμψη εμένδια αλ μινούτη. Μα ειδήρ, λίγε με μινούτη αλεκούμα απροβάτη, κορρισποντένσα, μην εσνέφεμ, κέμψη κορρισποντένσα, λόγω αστετελού μου, σέκ. Στέκει ως βοκ τα κορρισποντένσα.
Chairman and Faith Paul Camilleri, President Foundation for Medical Services, and just as the Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, resitting 12 October 2005, please find attached replies to various questions raised during the above meeting for which a written reply was promised, trusting that the information there contained is to your satisfaction. Referenza richiesta dal Comitato Parlamentare Conti Pubblici, attenuata a informazioni dual variazioni for lump sum agreement. Alterazzjoniet u xogħol iż-żejda konnessi mal-preparazzjoni tal-post biex tiġi stallata data center taħt il-programm tal-Gvern ċentrali magħruf bħala Magnet 2. Stima tal-varjazzjoni approvata 176255 multis lira inkluż il-VET. Ammont ċertifikat biex jitħallas sa data ta' dan ir-rapport 0. Xogħol neċessarju fil-bini biex jiġi stallata apparat mediku f'teatri tal-operazzjonijiet. Dan ix-xogħol huwa neċessarju minħabba li l-kontratt tal-apparat mediku nagħta tard. Stima tal-varjazzjoni approvata 49,347 lira inkluż il-VET. Ammont ċertifikat imħallas sa data ta' dan ir-rapport 16,142 lira inkluż il-VET. Rapport ieħor bħal dan jiġi preparat f'April 2006. Issa hawnhekk hawn lista tal-impjegati li ntalbu full time, part time, reduced hours u minn fejn ġejjin. Risposta mistoqsijiet rikessi mill-Kumitat Parlamentari Kontijiet Pubbliċi. Mistoqsija meta jinfeta l-istar matar dej l-istar żamit kleb se jingħala, tweġiba dini policy decision li ma taqax taħt il-kompetenza tal-fondazzjoni. Mistoqsija l-istar matar dej se jkun inkorporat fih l-acute biss jew se jkun hemm ukoll rehabilitation. Tweġiba dini policy decision li ma taqax taħt il-kompetenza tal-fondazzjoni. Mistoqsija tlieta librerija fl-istar matar dej se tkun waħda l-iskola medika u l-Institute of Healthcare. Tweġiba il-medical brief għall-isptar il-ġdid policy 31 jipprovdi li librerija għandha taqdim tiġi tal-iskola medika, l-istitut tal-kura tas-saħħa u l-isptar stess. Firmati Perit Paul Camilleri.
L-agenda li għandna l-lejla u nimmorru għall-rapport annwali tal-Fondazzjoni Servizzi Medici, nitlob l-auditur, soltu hu postu għaw fil-bejda, u għek joġobkom l-uffiċjali tal-FMS. Nsemmilkom, sinjuri, pala konsuetudni, meta tkun qed tirrispondu għatu simkom u l-karriga tagħkom. Biex minħabba records. Mela nistgħu inkomplu mistoqsijiet l-Onorevoli Michael Farr.
L-FMS fil-preżent ħalli nkunu ċari daqsxejn hija involuta biex tara lid-diżinji huma tajbin u itkomplija tal-bini tal-isptar jitkompla ħalli jitlista fil-ħin attwali. Attualment, x'inhija l-involviment tal-FMS bħalissa dal-istadju? Mis-soqsijiet li kellna nixtieq li speċi nkun iktar ċar fuq.
Perit Paul Camilleri, il-President tal-FMS. Kif kien ġi spjegat minix ċert jekk hux fil-istqarrija tal-Prim Ministru li għamel fil-Parlament, ir-rwol tal-FMS kien ġi mibdul sostanzjalment meta id-direzzjoni tiegħu għadda għal Ministeru tal-Finanzi minn Ministeru tas-Saħħa. F'dak il-punt, jiġifieri il-policy decisions li kellhom li għandhom x'jaqsmu mas-saħħa ma baqgħux kompitu tal-FMS, jiġifieri ir-rwol tal-FMS huwa basikament li jitlesta l-isptar fi żmien u fil-prezz miftiem tal-lamsam, jiġifieri id-direzzjonijiet li jiġu ġifiri tisiru diskussjonijiet li kif aċċennajt l-aħħar darba kienu ġew ħafna minnhom kważi konklużi, jekk mhux kompletament konklużi. ovviamente in certa relazione con il Ministero della Saha o il rappresentante dell'FMS. Jinataw direzzjonijiet mill-Ministeru tas-Saħħa jew mill-Medical School mill-Università li id-dizinjaturi li huma hemm minn tal-FMS u hemm minn tal-SMJV ġifieri mill-Iskanska li qed għandhom l-obbligu li jagħmlu l-pjanti li b'daw id-diskussjonijiet il-pjanti jsiru skont l-esiġenzi ta' daw l-end users biex ngħidlek. Ġifieri id-direzzjoni tingħata ma nkunux involuti fid-direzzjoni li għandha tieħu l-isptar jekk hux acute jew rehabilitation. Ġifieri
l-FMS m'għadux il-klient. Who is actually the client according to the contract?
Il-klient huwa l-FMS iva. Il-klient infatti l-FMS anke firma il-tibdil fil-kontratt, ġifieri
l-addim. Ma jekk l-FMS m'għandix responsabilità li tara x'huma il-policies. Il-policies ma għadux minn taħt idea. Kif jista' jkollok klient illi qed jara li għaddej il-bini. Imma fl-istess ħin m'għandux il-policies ma għadux minn taħt idea. Imma jiġu se jgħaddi miex imkien ieħor. Hemm xi ħaġa li mhix qed nara kif ikollu naraf flimkien. Il-fatt illi jekk qed tinfetajek qed tinfetaj ħażin speċi qegħdek tinfetaj ħażin. Illi għandek il-Fondazzjoni għas-Servizzi Mediċi illi qed tara illi hemm il-pjanti. Il-Fondazzjoni għas-Servizzi Mediċi qed tara illi tkompleta l-isptar. Imma l-policies ta' x'għandu jkun hemm fl-isptar mhumiex tal-FMS. Ma nafx qed nara illi l-klient għandu b'siq ġewwa u siq barra għax qed jiddependi minn ħadd ieħor. Min naħdem id-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa qed jagħti direzzjoni lill-FMS rigward x'inhu mal-bżonnijiet, x'inhu mal-policies, u mbagħad l-FMS tara lill-pjanti u tkompleta l-isptar huma in-line ma' dawk il-policies. Jekk inti tara l-formazzjoni tal-FMS sa fejn fien, hemm ukoll rappreżentanti tal-Ministeru tas-Saħħa li qegħdin fl-FMS innifisha. Mela għandek nies illi qegħdin attwalment iwaslu il-messaġġ tal-policies within the org within the administration biex ngħidilha hekk tal-Fondazzjoni għas-Servizzi Mediċi innifisha. Right? I mean jekk jiżbaljati.
Għandek raġun, jiġifieri ma fejn qabel l-FMS kien involut fil-policy making u involut fit-twetti ta' dan il-policy wara li jkun deċiż policy kien ikun kont board member li minn Ottubru ta' 2000, jiġifieri kienu jiġu diskussi il-policies u kien hemm koordinament biex ngħidlek across the board, mhux koordinament, konna aħna naqgħu taħt il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa, illum naqgħu taħt il-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. Għalfatt li ir-rwol tal-FMS ġi definit li ir-rwol prinċipali, infatti kif taraw il-Corporate Office ġi ridimensjonat pjuttost radikalment, li ir-rwol prinċipali tal-FMS huwa li jattwa dawn il-policies. Jiena ma nara bħala perit, ġifieri li jien ukoll President tal-FMS, hemm varji modi kif jasal il-messaġġ lejn min irid jibni, ġifieri jista' jiġi minant konsulent li il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa nistgħu b'xi mod jew ieħor naraw bħala l-konsulent li qed jagħti l-parir kif għandu jinbena l-dar. U l-FMS huwa li jrid iwetta dawk id-direzzjonijiet ta' fin ta' space standards u kemm sodot u apparat mediku u kif u kome u dawn l-affarijiet. Jiġifieri jekk nista' nispjega. Jiena kemm ili ġifier taħt id-direzzjoni l-ġdida qatt ma saqsejt jew għaliex ċertu direzzjonijiet, għax id-direzzjonijiet qed jiġu mill-Ministeru tas-Saħħa, ġifieri daw id-domandi, policy decisions, at the end of the day, il-klient huwa l-gvern issa u mhux il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa u l-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. Ġifieri il-koordinament qed isir f'dak il-livell, mhux qed isir mal-FMS, u għalhekk jiena ma nistax nirrispondi fuq policy għax jiena bħala president tal-FMS m'iniex involut dawk il-policy bħala FMS, sorry, mhux bħala president.
Right, fil-fatt riferi attwalment il-klient qabel kienet okej il-gvern ma kienx rappreżentant mill-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa.
Propjament jekk nista' niċċara.
L-FMS kienet il-nominata mill-Prim Ministru.
Mill-Prim Ministru
li d-delega kienet tkun wara raccomandazione del SIR nel Ministero tassaha del Primo Ministro.
Jekk minister żball ħalli ċara jidri li l-Prim Ministru huwa responsabbli tal-FMS, imma kien jiddelega jekk minister żball, kien jiddelega lill-Ministeru tas-Saħħa u issa ddelega lill-Ministeru tal-Finanzi.
Jista' jkun inbidlek forsi minn żmieni. Apparti minn hekk, il hawnhekk tiġi problema, tagħtini mistoqsija li fil-fatt irrispondejt l-istama ma tgħidlek kux ħadd ikun inkorporat fih l-acute jekk ikun second rehabilitation. Ma id-direzzjoni li qed qasqina tajtu sissinti qed tgħidli lill-policy decision meta għax qed ikkonvenza l-FMS. Ok, fair enough, ma taħx taqbu. Imma id-direzzjoni li qed jgħid id-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa lill-FMS fil-preżent dwar it-komplija tad-disinjar u t-tlestija tal-isptar. Tinkorpora fih li għandu jkun hemm parti minnu li għandu jkun rehabilitation u nassumi jekk qalulkom li parti minnu tkun fih rehabilitation, nassumi li qalulkom kemm qed jistennew li jkun hemm sodod. Fil-każ,
jiena nista' nindaga, hemm ħafna diskussjonijiet jiena bħala President u Board f'daw il biex ngħidlek diskussjonijiet li għaddejjin kuljum isiru numru tal-laqat. Probabbli tafu min huwa involut f'dawn il-laqat, Dr. Żarpadami li għandu ovvjament rwol importanti xilab f'dawn il-diskussjonijiet, hemm ħafna nies oħrajn, hemm il-Prof. Stenek, hemm nies oħrajn. Li nista' nagħmel nirrispondik bil-miktub. Fejn waslu daw id-diskussjonijiet għax hekk għadhom ma ġewx konklużi, għax hekk għadhom ma ġewx konklużi, jiena ma jidhirlix li nistantik risposta, ġifiri, hemm diskussjonijiet li kważi jingħalqu. Tajjeb, ma hemm diskussjonijiet oħra li għadhom għaddejjin, kważi jingħalqu kollox, ovvjament l-isptar irid jitlesta, imma qed hemm ċertu diskussjoni għaddejjin.
Kif qed tgħid, qed nifmetajb ma tkunx fuq mistoqsijiet differenti. Kif qed nifmetajb illi sallum għadna laqqas nafu kemm se jkollna acute beds, kemm se jkollna rehabilitation, kemm se jkollna maqsumin, kemm se jkollna maqsumin f'acute beds. Kemm se jkollna maqsumin f'rehabilitation. Għax hekk id-diskussjoni ta' domandejjin dwar sa jsir u x'ma jsir, qed nifhem illi s'issa għadna m'aħniex eżattament fejn għedin.
Le, jiena personalment ma nafx jiena personalment li nista' nindaga nara li daw id-diskussjonijiet fuq l-acute beds u rehabilitation beds ġewx konklużi u fil-każ nirrapporta kif ġew konklużi mill-lat ta' planning. Mill-lat ta' policy ma jispettax lili.
Ok, fair enough. Is-seduta li għaddiet, fil-fatt konna qbadna fuq il-valur tal-isptar. U konna tkellimna illi bħala valur ta' bini bit-toroq, l-affarijiet kollha, eskluż l-IT, apparat mediku u l-affarijiet l-oħrajn. Kien ilaħħaq madwar 183 miljun lira Maltin jekk nistejma, xi huwa 2 point something. Meta ippruvajt nidħol fil-kuntratt li ġie ffirmat fis-sena 2000. Il-waħda mill-obbligi li kellu l-kontrattur dakinhar kellu il-4.10 li kienet subtitled target value. Target value kien intqal the contractor shall be deemed to have satisfied himself as to the correctness and sufficiency of the target value. Mbagħad jekk kont mur fl-appendici 14 għal kull section kien hemm target value għal kull settur illi fil-fatt kien hemm. Jekk l-ħadarba minn ħatija ħattinna wkoll illi l-emendi li kien hemm ma kienux daqshekk kbar ħabba jkollna semmejna British Standards, tiftakar tajjeb, u l-affarijiet. Stin, għadni qed nara qabża kbira bejn ok, esklud it-toroq, imma bejn 92 miljun illi fil-fatt kon qegħdin nitkellmu u l-valur li kien konna kkalkulajna jitliktar minn 50% mit-target value illi attualment. Illi intrabat bih il-kontrattur. Inaħseb kien is-setja wkoll kienu s-setja u ċertu guidelines wkoll kif irid jimxi fil-fatt anke waqt il-kontratt stess tas-sena 2000 jissemma ħafna drabi wkoll British Standards. Illi mbagħad instab li ċertu offert kellu jinbidlux ma jaqgħux eżattament within British Standards kien żball bażikament tad-designer stess illi nassumi ma meċiċ eżattament ma dak l-standards kellhom jiġu irranġati. L-aħħa darba naħseb konna semmejna wkoll il-target value is-soltu jvarja forsi 20%. Il-fatt li varja 50%. don il-Departament tal-Finanzi ma kienx jaqsek kien kwetaħ. Kien kontent biss illi jgħid. Isma, l-kontrattu talabna 161 miljon, imma ranġajna 139. Ma tarax illi hemm qabża kbira illi okej, naf li saru l-eżerċizzju mingħajr tal-FMS, imma ma kienx hemm xi ħadd li ġie identifikat bħala responsabbli li kellu jara dawk l-affarijiet li kellhom meta jiġu ddisinjati u preżentati d-dizinji fis-sena 2000 ma ġewx preżentati dakinhar kien ilu għaddej bil-proċess xi sena u nofs kien ilhom għaddejjin bil-pre-agreement li kien hemm qabel is-sena 2000. Ma kienx hemm xi ħadd li kien responsabbli li jara dal-affarijiet illi d-dizinjar illi jkun hemm ikunu kemm jista' jkun eżatti skont ix-xewqa tal-klijent. Kunux eżatti perfettament, għax qed ninnotaw li għadu għadu għaddejn diskussjonijiet b'ċertu affarijiet, imma li jkunu eżattament daqs kemm talab il-klijent u il-target value, il-correctness and sufficiency of the target value li kellu suppost responsabilità kontrattur, il-kontrattu kellha ssir enfasi kbira fuqha. U ma kellux il-prezz għas tal-bini biss issa, insa t-toro issa l-affarijiet kollha l-oħra li tellgħu il-prezz għal 182-183. Illi daw ma jvarjaw ġaqs ivarjaw ma jvarjaw ġaqs kemm fil-fatt varjaw b'aktar minn 50%. Hemm xi ħadd minn naħa tal-FMS illi stajtu tidentifikaw tgħidu wara. Daw ma sarux tajjeb għax kien hemm din li ma sarx. Kien hemm dan li kien responsabbli. Kien ġew identifikati għax naħseb il-kumitat, naħseb ikun jinteressaha puntu illi naraw daqsxejn responsabiltajiet ta' min kienu u nimxu minn hemm.
Għacċennajt l-axħar darba kol, wieħed mid-dokumenti li tqiegħed fuq il-mejda tal-Kamra jekk nisserva f'Novembru tal-darba l-ħar kien jgħidulu l-gap analysis report li referali li ukoll il-Prim Ministru fl-istqarrija li jagħmel. Dal-gap analysis report huwa appuntu l-opinjoni tiegħi naħseb dak li qed issaqsi huwa dettaljat ħafna huwa ġiex volum jidħol item jien insemmi l-ovvja pereżempju it-toroq, pereżempju ma kienx hemm il-waterproofing ta' fuq il-car park, ġifiri ma kienx parti minn dat target value. Jiena ġejt nominat fuq il-bord tal-FMS xi 10 xhur jekk minn is-serżbal wara li ġi firma dar kontratt, ġifiri ċertu dettalji kif u kome għaliex target value da ma nkun irrid immur lura ħalli nara ir-rekords ħalli nkun nista' rispondi. Li nista' ngħidlek huwa li l-FMS bditt irrealizza li hemm ċertu problemi għax bħala pjanti kif għad l-aħħar darba wkoll il-pjanti tal-isptar bażikament baqgħu l-istess, ġifieri anke jekk jien issa tnajt li qed isiru diskussjonijiet fuq tibdil bħala terid li xtieq niftehem li dawn huma tibdiliet pjuttost żgħar, ġifieri pożizzjoni ta' bieb jekk il-bieb irid jinfetaħ il-ġewwa jew l-barra minħabba serġeri u dawn l-affarijiet. Ġifieri u meta bdew jidħlu l-work packages u di spiega wkoll il-Prim Ministru fl-istqarrija tiegħu. Bdew jitlu iktar olin mit-target value. Meta bażikament il-pjanti bħala surface area fl area kienu baqgħu l-istess. U ovvjament għala ċertu diskwid bej l-FMS u l-kontrattur minħabba da punt li qed tgħid int it-target value. F'dak l-istadju rajna wkoll x'kienu il-variations, għax il-tobba, li ovvjament għall-ewwel kienu tlestew u kif isir normalment fuq il-proġett, ikun hemm ċertu varjazzjonijiet fuq il-proġett. U kostjajna għamilna l-costings tal-variations, ġifiri. U il-variations, ġifiri ta' tibdil fil-pjanti, kienu jammontaw jekk il-Ministru bħal xi 6-7 miljun. Mela, il-problema kienet, kif spjega l-Prim-Ministru minn qed ngħid xejn ġdid hawn, il-problema kienet ta' target value. Ġifieri it-target value kien mod u l-indikazzjoni għax konna qabadna esperti biex jgħidulna il-kost reali ta' dan l-isptar kien madwar ovvjament qatt ma tkun preċiż imma qabadna iktar minn persuna waħda u aħna iktar minn xenarju wieħed biex wasalna għall-kost ta' dan l-isptar kemm kellu jkun. U dal-kost ta' l-isptar konsistentement kienet jiġi attorn 121 miljon lira, 123 miljon lira li fuq u dan ovvjament saru negozjati. Għax kif tirrealizza, ovvjament kien hemm implikazzjonijiet legali marbutin kif accennajt inti. Ġifieri bħala l-FMS bħala l-board minn mindu kont ġejt involutien, ġifieri bdew jittieħdu ċertu deċiżjonijiet skont is-sitwazzjoni kif inqalat u l-FMS dejjem ipparteċipat informat lill-sita u lill-gvern biex il-gvern se tieħu deċiżjonijiet ħalli jasal għall-konklużjoni kif kien l-aħjar skont iċ-ċirkostanzi jaġixxi.
Ekku x'qed nifhmek tajjeb. Mela l-isptar kellu jkun skont il-fehim 92 dawk li jgħidu 3 plus id-design
kontra
9 point something. Apparti dawk il-variations kienu jiswew kemm qed li 6-7 million kemm qed li
6-7 million.
6-7 million. Jifieri 92 plus 7 million li jiġu jisu 100 miljun. Għamilhom 100 miljun. Imma attualment jifieri hemm 39 million qegħdin ngħidu illex il-kontrattur m'hemmx kalkoli tajbin. Allora hemm 39 miljun riżultat ta' kalkoli żjiena tal-kontrattur.
Kien hemm l-istimi
arranġamenti
l-istimi ma kienux
smajtuhom
l-istimi jiena, jiġifieri kif qed juri l-gap analysis report, jiġifieri għaw is-summary għaw li l-atpoġġa fuq il-mejda tal-kamra, jindika li kien hemm ċertu stimi fit-target value li ma kienux jiġifieri.
Ma responsabilità ta' hemm tal-kontrattur. Il-kontrattur ifferma dal-kontratt. The contractor shall be deemed to have satisfied himself as to the correctness and sufficiency of the target value. Iffirma l-kontrattur li ma kellu għalfe jina, fabbina tijaj, ma nafx tal-kumitat, ma ma nalebda raġuni għalix l-FMS kella titħol istess biex tikkoreġi l-izbalji tal-kontrattur. Dik hija responsabilità u riskju tiegħu. Jina qed niftaħar, għax ta' kull darba nsemmu l-Prim Ministru x'qal. Il-Prim Ministru dak iż-żmien u l-Ministru tas-Saħħa dak iż-żmien jiftaħru li waslu għal kontratt ta' 83 miljun li kien ħafna irħas minn dak li kien se jiġi firmat mill-gvern ta' qabel. I mean, with all due respect, jiena għandna l-ebda responsabilità li l-FMS għandak murtamen xogħol il-kontrattur. Meta kontrattur iffirma huwa stess bir-responsabilità kollha illi hu sodisfatt bil-prezz ta' 83 miljun li resa according to Appendix 14 illi fil-fatt għandna lista sħiħa ta' kemm kellhom jiġu l-prezzijiet u kemm kellhom jiġu kollox. Apparti jiġifieri li kien kommetta ruħu illi kemm ħajjeħ il-penalty per calendar day jekk ma jlestix fil-ħin id-dati eżatti meta kollha jitlesta u taking over u kollox li ma żamm xejn minnhom fejda l-għażam. L-għażam taking over id-dates. La penalties għax ġew irranġati u wieħed ħafer lill-ieħor. U target value l-FMS bil-target penalties illi fil-fatt għamlet irranġat l-iżbalji li għamel kontrattur meta għamel dawn l-istimi ta' target value. Qed nifhem tajjeb jien.
Il-gap analysis ovvjament il-lan prinċipali tiegħu kien biex jipprovi identifika x'kienu l-problemi reali għax il-clause 14 li huwa parti żgħir mill-kontratt, jiġifieri l-kontratt huma ħafna iktar volumi u dawk il-klawżi rridu jinqraw ma l-kumplement tal-kontratt ovvjament inqalgħu ċertu problemi kontrattwali li kellhom bżonn soluzzjoni. Is-soluzzjoni wara n-negozjati hija dik li kif stqar il-Prim Ministru fl-istqarrija tiegħu, jiġifieri diema ma tteħdiġ id-deċiżjoni u wieħed wasal mingħajr ma ħa ċertu pariri, kien hemm ħafna pariri, jiġifieri u l-kuntratt huwa vast ħafna fi ħafna klawżoli, jiġifieri il-clause 14 u target value, it-target value ma jfissirx lamsam. Issa, li nista' ngħidlek huwa x'kont involut fih, il-kuntratt lamsam kif aċċennajt l-aħħar darba huwa biex ngħidlek l-ideali li wieħed jista' jipprova jasal għax lamsam sakemm ma jkunx hemm varjazzjonijiet inti fissajt il-prezz għal dak li hu. Issa f'dak l-istadju ta' Novembru li għadda seta jiġi firmat kontratt lamsam u biex aċċetta l-kontrattur lamsam li l-kontratturi normalment jiddejju jaċċettaw lamsam. Jiġifieri kien frott tan-negozjati li saru.
Hemm xi membri oħra tal-kumitat jista' jisa' suġġeri?
Kemm ikun mistoqsija favorevoli li fehm sew ovvjament kellkom pariri legali interpretaw in-natura tal-kuntratt, interpretaw il-klawżola li qed jiġifieri si referenza liha, che una base dovrà apparire legale con un'interpretazione del contratto di fil fatto un batto asalto al dal compromesso, immagina.
Iva, corretto, completamente corretto, e ġifiri ttieħdu ħafna pariri biex wasanna għal konklużjoni li dik kienet l-aħjar triq u l-aħjar soluzzjoni li wasanna li f'Novembru.
Staqsi data ta' dak il-kontratt li qed jiċċita dottore Mifarrugia.
Di kien l-ewwel kuntratt mi se jiżbal. February 2000. Li kien kuntratt bażat fuq cost plus basis.
No.
Il-kontratt ta' 2000 jekk minister żball jissejja design and build cost plus. Design and build cost plus.
Allista jkun. Il-FMS għada kif kienet qabel fil-kontratt oriġinali tas-sejn il fejn tgħaddi l-flus qabel isir ix-xogħol?
Jiena ma nafx li l-kontratt tas-sena għalfejn ħadd nisorpriża, jidhir li jien fil-kontratt tas-sena għalfejn ma konniex ngħaddu l-flus minn qabel, min kemm kont ili board member kienu jiġu il-certificates of payment tax-xogħol li sar, issa jista' jkun hemm advance payment għax kif isir normalment fil-kostruzzjoni dejjem hija li tagħti advance payment kontra garanzija bankarja. Imma dak huma il-flus tal-bidu, ġifieri hija normali hija prassi fil-kostruzzjoni, ma jiena sa fejna fien u kont involuti ġifieri mill-Ottubru ta' 2000 qatt m'għaddew flus minn qabel, dejjem nafa li kien jinħareġ il-request for payment mill-kuntrattur. Jiġi ċċekkjat u verifikat mill-cost controllers, wara dik jitħallas il-kuntrattur skont il-cost controller. Għalissa, jekk nista' niċċara, għalissa il-bażi tal-pagament edha fil-kuntratt u tal-lamsam hemm miftiem kull xahar.
Fil-appendix 14 tal-ftehim tas-sena 2000 kien hemm. Sena b'sena kemm kellu jkun hemm advance payments u kellna għaliha bil fors. Għax fil-fatt il-rapport qed niddiskutu għad tal-lista waqt hemm dak is-snin. Fil-fatt kien hemm advance payment 4-year commencing 2000 kienet an amount of 2 million. 2001 kienet 4 million, 2002 kienet 3 million, 2003 kienet 2 million, 2004 kienet 1 million. Dawn advance payments minn x'kienu?
Dawk l-advance payments kienu li kont qed ngħid jien, jiġifieri advance payments on account tax-xogħol, jiġifieri il-kuntrattur kienu prassi fil-kostruzzjoni jingħata l-advance payment kontra garanzija bankarja, kif dawk kienu koperti bil-garanzija bankarja, biex ngħidlek ħalli jista' jibda x-xogħol, jiġifieri veri raf jekk minister żball xi 10 miljun lira kienu dawk jekk nodduhom. Veri raf li huma 10%, il-prassi 10%, ġieli jingħata 5% u ġieli jingħata 20% wkoll. Nista' niċċara x'qed jiġbidli l-attenzjoni il- dawk l-advance payments kienu ntiżi apparti tax-xogħol jiġifieri tal-advance payment kienu ntiżi wkoll biex ikopru x-xogħol li kien in progress imma dumux ċertifikat biex il-kuntrattur ma jiġix ikkreat lilu cash flow problems, jiġifieri għadu kemm ipponti il-financial controller. Jiġifieri dawk kienu 2, 4, 3, 2, 1, jiġifieri 6, 9 hemm 12 miljun lira. Ġifieri konna nkunu skoperti, mhux skoperti, kaverti bil-bank guarantee, ġieli telgħu 12 miljun kollha, ġieli naqsu u dawn l-affarijiet. Ġifieri mhux biss bħall-advance payment tax-xogħol imma biex ikopru dak l-interim. Tax-xogħol li jkun għamel li jkun għadu ma tkejjilx.
Mistoqsijiet l-aħħar fuq dak suġġett. 183 huwa l-ammont li għadna bħala bin it-toroq u l-imbarazz ieħor kollu. Blajt bl-apparat mediku, eccetera. Għandkom stima kemm sa tkun qed tilħaq stima, mhux eżatt. Esklusiv VAT ovvjament.
Ġiniet? Medik il jek minister zballet jgħid li 62 miljon euro użina tal-kuntrat. U lajti 10 miljon lira. Le, qed isuru diskussjonijiet kif taf probabilità fis-sens li meta minn mindu inħareġ it-tender tal-medical equipment minħabba l-problemi li kien hemm li kien hemm sena u iżjed l-apparat mediku il-teknoloġija żviluppat. Ovvjament qed isiru round ieħor ta' konsultazzjonijiet mal-heads of department, mal-konsulenti jiġifieri minn Dr. Żarp Adami u l-Prof. Svenek biex ovvjament jekk per eżempju jekk minister żball il-limiti kien hawn 16 bit issaw teknoloġija ħafna iktar, wieħed irid janalizza il-prezz iżjed tat-teknoloġija ġdida mal-prezz tal-antika. Issa f'ċertu id-deċiżjoni trid tieħdu f'dak id-dawl u għadu xejn mu konkluż 100% ma l-idea hija li il-62 miljon euros ma jinqabżux, jiġifieri fejn hemm biex ngħidlek jinta fa' ftit żejjed nippruvaw nirkupraw miex imkien ieħor.
Kjerifika, kellna għaw xie attachment ma PQ13314 dwar total commitment medical equipment contract matter day hospital at 24 June 2005. Ma nafx hekk qed nieħu żball issa ngħaddilek din ir-risposta x'it-totalità qed jgħid li 31 million euros mhux 62 million euros.
Il-62 million euro huwa il-total tal-kuntratt, l-equipment kollu. Fil-progressjon tiegħu sakemm jiġi eżawrit. Sissa saru ordnijiet ta' 30 miljon lira. Għax huwa jaħdem 30 miljon euro. Fażi iżvir wasalna 50% mill-ordnijiet illi fil-fatt huwa predeterminat.
U dak qed bħala lamp sam ukoll il-kuntratt tal-medical
equipment. Embiz of quantity.
Embiz of quantity.
Għal-kull item bil-prezz tiegħu.
Le, ma 62 million jiġifieri huwa definit qed ngħid. Jew jista' jiżdied jonqos jew.
Is-62 million huwa l-kwantità li hemm fil-BOQ u l-kost ta' kull apparat li huwa speċifikat fil-BOQ.
Ma jista' jitlan iktar minn 62 million?
Jekk minn flok torna wieħed, torna ħamsa jew torna 10.
Irid jiżdied il-kwantità.
Ovvjament jekk tbiddel se jiżdied. Jew tbiddel kwantità, jew tbiddel it-tip ta' apparat se jiżdied jew jonqos.
Jista' intkun bħala membri tal-bord il-tippreżentaw dal-kumitat il-ftehim li sar fuq l-apparat mediku inkluż l-appendiċi ta' dak il-kuntratt għall-iskritinju dal-kumitat.
Ma nafx, naħseb huwa kuntratt pubbliku jiena, ġveru.
Kien fil-fatt ġie preżentat il-kuntratt imma l-appendiċi hemm waħli miegħu qatt ma ġew preżentati.
Naħseb dan huwa ptender kien ingħata le? Ġifieri l-ptender naħseb jiġifieri l-istatut tiegħu huwa pubblika mhux xi ħaġa li hemm. Li rrid nistaqsi huwa jekk l-equipment li jinġib sissa u x'qed installat jew inkella qiegħed hemmhekk stored u meta tibda tiskatta d-data tal-garanzija li normalment ikun hemm fuq.
Jekk minister żball qed jgħid controller il-garanzija tiskatta on taking over, jiġifieri on taking over. Li hemm ovvjament domanda relevanti fis-sens li ċertu equipment ġi installat F'St. Luke's. Ovvjament dak we've taken it over u ovvjament ċertu garanzji ġew skattati. Issa qed jiġi ovvjament il-medical equipment ġej pjuttost qawwa kbira, temporament qed jiġi stivat fil-car park, hemm l-operating theater hemm wieħed lest, jiġifieri biex ngħidlek mock-up ħalli tara kif tista' timpruvja. Ma l-installazzjoni tal-medical equipment beda il-first fix u second fix perkażu kien hemm dik il-variation tal-operating theater hija x'beda jiġi installat il-medical equipment. Ġieri mhux intis li taf int ġi l-materjal u hemm snin, jiġifieri huwa sidlent u
ma li qed ngħidu dan, jekk huwa stallat illum u l-opera tal-istar huwa previst li jkun jinfetaħ l-istar fit-2007. It-taking over tibda fit-2007 jew tibda l-handing over tibda mit-2007 jew inkella tibda minn issa. Minħabba kwistjoni tal-għara.
Bħalissa first fix, jiġifieri inti għandek first fix pereżempju brackets u daw l-affarijiet u mbagħad is-second fix jitwaħħal l-apparat u t-third t-commission jaħu kollox. Issa bħalissa għaddejn diskussjonijiet għax it-taking over ma jistax isir f'daqqa ġifieri l-isptar taqbad u tieħdu all at once. Ġifieri ċertu dipartimenti għall-argument ikun hemm it-taking over January 2007 minn hemm tibda tiskatta il-garanzija jiddependi meta ikun sar il-handing over, it-taking over ta' dawk il-dipartimenti.
U l-ekwipment li qed ikun issa stivat fil-karfag jew fejn qed ikun stivat. Ir-responsabilità tiegħu jiġri hemm jiġu jistgħu. Għaddit fuq l-FMS jew inkella baqgħet fuq is-supplier.
Għadha fuq is-supplier.
Għadha fuq is-supplier.
Għax inti sakemm tieħu il-handing over tibqa responsabbli daw dejjem għal problemi kontrattwali ġifieri fis-sens.
Imma
sakemm għadhom fil-kaxex definitli tal-supplier meta jitwaħħlu fil-post ovvjament il-kontrattur jafas biex isir il-handing over u qed isir id-diskussjonijiet imma il-handing over definitely mhux se jsir qabel dipartiment jew parti tkun kompletament lesta. Issa dawn l-apparat għal għavir kun uwaħal huwa nxurijat mis-supplier sakemm il-handing over, ma li nieħdu l-handing over tiġi responsabilità tagħna. Sa dattant huwa nxurijat skont il-kuntratt mis-supplier. Ir-riskju huwa fuq il-kuntratt.
Ma dejjem jiġri l-garanzija tal- kif jaħdem l-equipment tibda meta attwalment jibda jintuża pratikament dan. Jiġifieri hemm equipment imwaħħal illum imma mhux qed jintuża. Per eżempju, semmejt l-operating theater li hemm kważi l-equipment kollu fih. Sakemm jibda jintuża dak l-operating theater m'hemmx handing over tal min-naħa tagħhom.
Biex inkun preċiż. Jista' jkun hemm il-handing over u ma tużax once li aċċettajtu il-handing over sta' għalik biex tużax. Issa ġifieri il-kostruzzjoni l-kelma handing over, tifhem mhux l-użu, mela meta issa l-handing over huwa viċin ħafna meta se jiġi użat.
Le qed ngħid jinek għandek operating theater li hemm kollox installat fih allura speċi jisek ħadd il-handing over diġà rek qed insaqsek ma ħadx il-handing over. Ma ta' dak l-operating theater ma teħdiġ il-handing over?
Nista' jekk ma importanti domanda interessanti nista' nirrispondik. Ma nafx se nieħdu handing over ta' dik l-operating theater partikolari għax aħna tajna struzzjonijiet lill-kontrattur ħanamlu mock-up wieħed. Nistallaw wieħed mhux nistallaw per każu l-operating beds kollha. Ħalli naraw kif nistgħu nippruvjaw l-oħrajn għax hemm ma nafx kemm l-operating theater hemm xi 22 jekk minn is-Sir żball. Allura minna waħda kompluta f'kollox bid-dwal, per każu waħda mill-affarijiet li nqalat huwa l-għoli tad-dwal, jistgħu xi ġew aħjar u daw l-affarijiet.
Il-prezz totali tal-istat kemm huwa stmat illi jkun dewet u ieħor meta jitwaħħal l-IT, l-apparat mediku, l-affarijiet kollox. Ħsieb hemm xi stima bejn wieħed u ieħor kemm jista' jkun ilaħħaq mingħajr VAT.
Jekk ma jippurtax intu qabel miktub għax ovvjament hija domanda li trid tkun korrett ħafna kif tirrispondiha u biex noqgħod ngħidlek il-medical equipment għandu ninsa xi ħaġa jew nsit xi ħaġa żejda.
Iktar mistoqsi.
Il-migration plan illi fil-fatt kienet sa. Sorry. Kemmet. Il-migration plan li oriġinarjament kienet hemmhekk qabel u li suppost ditti beda l-migration fl-2003 spiċċat fl-2005 suppost bħal ġew movja kollox. Dik il-migration plan għadha attwali imma inbidlu sempliċiment id-dati jew se tinbidel fit-totalità kollha tagħha. Hija responsabilità tal-FMS l-ewwel qabel kollox?
Le, il-migration mhijiex responsabilità tal-FMS baqgħet f'idej il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa. Il-pala migration, jiġifieri l-responsabilità tal-migration fdej il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa. Ovvjament qed isir koordinament għax inti importanti tikkoordina kif se isir il-migration ma kif se jitlesta l-isptar. il-handing over, ġifir, il-handing over tal-areas differenti, il-migration irti tisir skont dawk il-handing over u viċa versa.
Ok. Ħalli nerġa' saqsi xi ħaġa mistoqsija li kont fil-bidu, ħalli nkun ittar ċar fis-sitwazzjoni kollha kif inhi. L-FMS taħta għandha persuni li huma CEO u responsabilta u persuni oħrajn fl-administration tal-isptarijiet. Fi dawn huma n-nies li bażikament diġà they are partially taking over parti mir-responsabiltajiet tal-isptarijiet sal-luqa u l-oħrajn kollha. Minħabba illi fil-fatt għandek diġà daw responsabiltajiet diġà qed jaraw ċertu struttura. L-impjegat u l-bżon ta' impjegati li jkun hemm bżonn. Huma qegħdin jarawha taħt il-kappa tal-FMS jew qegħdin jaraha d-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa. Who is actually running the show biex għada pitada will be taking over it-mexxija tal-isptar Mater Dei. Ħatibqa' taħt Department of Health, sa tkun taħt il-Fondazzjoni Servizzi Mediċi, u diġà naf li għaddej ċertu ristrutturar, hemm ċertu t-mexxija taqgħu taħt l-FMS. Min eżattament x'inhu jiġri ħafna nistgħu mistoqsijiet l-oħrajn imbagħad.
Kif aċċennajt u kif rispondejna d-domandi li tlabtu l-aħħar darba. Il-corporate office tal-FMS, jiġifieri il-head office li qabel kien ħafna akbar milli jullu, ġi irdimensjonat l-isfel. Dana ovvjament jindika li daw iċ-ċertu responsabiltajiet ġew allokati ximkien ieħor, bażikament il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa f'koordinament mal-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. Jiġifieri il-management, ovvjament hemm il-personnel għadu jaqa' taħt l-FMS hemm is-CEO id-Dr. Kenneth Grech li huwa mal-FMS. Ma il-kuntratt qiegħed mal-FMS imma huwa deployed St. Luke's. Jiġifieri l-FMS peress li firmat il-kuntratt ma Dr. Kenneth Grech hija responsabbli ovvjament għal ma' min firmat il-kuntratt. Imma peress li l-policy jiġifieri il-board tal-FMS mhuwiex involut fil-dar istrutturar x'għandu jsir fil-management tal-Mater Dei Hospital.
Fil-restructuring process, però għavjem peress li għaxa ħat li għed intom għabbattuħ biex jikonsulta maħkom. Tajtuħ xi direzzjoni jew parametri xi tridu intom meta tgħidu r-ristrutturar tal-management tal-isptar?
Le, assolutament xejn, għax il-policy ta' kif se jitmexxa l-isptar huwa soġġett tal-policy decisions li jrid jieħu l-gvern. Jiġifieri il-gvern bej il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa u l-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. Ma l-FMS bħala board li huwa l-President li maħniex involuti f'daw id-deċiżjonijiet.
Ma lil din il-persuna konċernata Dr. Grech jew minnu. Irċieva xi policy directive ħa nitkellmu.
Le fil-passat Dr. Grech kien ġie maħtur jekk minister żball CEO jew designate CEO tal-Istar Mater Dei xi senti jew tliet snin ilu. L-FMS kienet differenti dak iż-żmien, ovvjament kienet tagħti direzzjonijiet, il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa kien ħafna aktar involut fl-FMS u kien hemm ħafna aktar. Issa dik m'għadix hemm, jiġifieri dik il-koordinazzjoni m'aħniex involuti direttament il-board bħala FMS la hija impjegat u CEO impjegat mal-FMS tista' tgħid iva li l-FMS qiegħda involuta mal-FMS board miex qed tagħti il-policies ta' kif għandu jitmexxa l-isptar iżjed.
Jiġifieri anke fejn jidħlu, ħareġ minn xi pjanti, anke fejn jidħlu pjanti, jiġifieri id-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa jgħid li l-FMS huwa xi jrid. Imbagħad l-FMS irid jiddelega lill-kuntrattur li għandu is-subcontractor, id-designer tiegħu biex jippjanta skont dak li tgħidlu l-FMS fuq il-pari li tingħata mill-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa? Hekk hemm?
Basikament edek miex daqshekk formali distinzjoni għax kif taf inti hemm ċertu nies bil-Ministeru tas-Saħħa
jew
jiġu redeployed jew ġew deployed mal-FMS, jew inkella għadin mal-Ministeru tas-Saħħa imma jkun hemm koordinament kontinwu magħhom. Jiġifieri kif għattint hija bażikament korretta, ma m'hemmx dik il-distinzjoni għax inkella jkun hemm burokrazija żejda li forsi tista' taħdem kontra l-proġett.
Okay. Ħallina mill-aħħar sosijiet. It-tender tal-catering għall-isptar taqlu fidejkom qiegħdu fidej Departiment tas-Saħħa.
Il-catering hija taħt l-FMS. Taħt l-FMS mal-Ministeru tal-Finanzi, le, mal-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. U ħarġet l-ewwel biex ngħidlek tip ta' kuntratt li jgħidulu se joħroġ taħt PPP, jiġifieri dan. U tip ta' tender
Private Public Partnership.
Il-tender, il-tender jaħdem kelma teknika, hija diskussjoni li inti tistieden il-minu il-prospective tenderers. Ħarġet issejħa fil-gazzettek Ministers Barbġunjowlu li minu interessati il-tender jaħġi għallaqa u jipproponi ċertu affarijiet li il-tender għandu jinkludi peress li huwa esperti ġifieri open process. Issa tender wasal biex joħroġ jekk minister.
Tender wara saret sejħa l-offerti u kien hemm meetings ma' minn interessat and saret an expression of interest u minn din ġew shortlisted number ta' kumpaniji li issa ħareġ it-tender form ħajna jgħajn bat li l-om la l-individu biex kun jisow sottomettu tender tu l-bat għara jisiru negozjati din il-sistema ġdida li għet proponu li għur għet kun jista
dialog process mill
se sistema ġdida
bazikament għada maħarġiċ il-tender kur ma kienem talba għal minandu an expression of interest tal-catering
ċadet l-expression of interest ġew assessjati minna minna sottometta l-offerti għaw
sem kien t-inkorpora kumpanji shortlist kem? Kolla lokali jew kalla kien barra ninnuko
blammet mas ma' minni involu direttament na' l-eżitu taħħa jirma Mario kien involu
li jem kumpanija tnejn lokali wahda hija konsorzju li inkludi kem lokali u kem barranin u l-oħra hija wkoll lokali kumpanija li se titwaqaf bejn lokali u l-barrani.
Il-responsabilità ta' dat-tender fidej l-FMS qiegħed?
Kontrattualment iva. Ovvjament kif aċċennajt qabel peress li d-direzzjoni ta' kif għandu jingħata tender huwa fidej il-Ministeru tal-Finanzi. Imma kif qatt ma tistax taqta' linja huwa fidej l-FMS u hemm nies involuti biex ngħidlek biex daħlu f'dan it-tender sija nies anke mill-Ministeru tas-Saħħa għax ovvjament nutrition values u dawn l-affarijiet. Imma d-direzzjoni u l-esperti ta' dat tip ta' tendering ġdid ġew mill-Ministeru tal-Finanzi.
Tifadda xejn konfuż ukoll nismiha.
Departiment tal-kuntratti mal-finanzi.
Departiment tal-kuntratti ora li dejjem jidħol fiha. Li jinkonfuż fiha hija din. Jekk inti kull oġġett ieħor ta' tmexxija tal-isptar qegħdin ngħidu mhux responsabilità tal-FMS għax bħala policy l-FMS ma tidħolx fiha. Hija d-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa. Kif it-tender joħroġ mill-FMS ma joħroġ mid-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa? Mbagħad ovvjament inti tkun hemm id-Dipartiment tal-kuntratti imdaħħal fiha. Jiġifieri l-onus kif waqaf fuq l-FMS mhux fuq id-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa? Meta għandek id-Dipartiment tas-Saħħa illi qegħdin ngħidu il-FMS naqset mir-responsabiltajiet tagħha li kellha qabel. Anke fuq tmexxija ta' sptarijiet eċċetera. Meta tender tal ikel huwa tmexxija ta' sptar. Mhux tlestija ta' bini. Mhux qed nara.
Jista' nirrispondi il-ridimensjonament tal l-FMS ma naqsitx il-responsabilità kontrattwali li kien hemm qabel, jiġifieri responsabilità kontrattwali ta' daw il-kuntratti kollha huwa tal-FMS. Il-policy decision li ħal gvern huwa li l-FMS flok ikollha l-expertise in-house tittabja l-expertise li jeżistu fil-Departiment tal-Kontratti, il-Ministeru tal-Finanzi, il-Ministeru tas-Saħħa, jiġifieri tmur inti u tinkariga in-nies u l-FMS tinkariga dawk in-nies li huma esperti f'dak il-fil tiegħu. Fl-aħħar mill-aħħar isir dokument finali u jinħarġ mill-FMS. Jiġifieri qabel l-FMS kienet ikollha n-nisi magħha u kienet pjuttost kbira l-FMS Corporate Office, illum l-FMS ġiet tridimensjonata. U qed jiġu indikati fej għandna mmorru ġifieri għal l-esperti kif għandu joħroġ kuntratt immorru għandu l-ministant il-kuntratti. Speċjalment dan huwa tip ta' kuntratt ġdid. Ġifieri jsir il-koordinament direttament magħhom minn fl-aħħar mill-aħħar jieħodha on board jieħu responsabilità tagħha il-fondazzjoni l-FMS. Ġifieri ma naħseb irrispondejta, ġifieri r-responsabilità tal-FMS għax l-FMS huwa il-klient.
Ma l-FMS mista tmissi l-istar materdej għal-issa skont it-termini li għandha.
Iva ma l-FMS ma l-Ministeru tas-Saħħa qed ovvjament trid tibbaża fuq l-espert fuq l-esperjenza tal-Ministeru tas-Saħħa. Jiġifieri il-kunċett tal-PPP huwa wieħed pjuttost ġdid. Naħseb huwa u dawn huma speċjalment tal-catering huwa wieħed tal-bidu.
Okej, l-responsabilitajiet tal-FMS, x'kienet ir-raġuni l-FMS ma baqgħetx miexja fuq it-tender oriġinali li kien ħareġ tal-catering. Illi għal xi raġuni kien twaqqaf. U reġa' saret sejħa oħra minn ġdid.
Għax kienet policy decision tal-gvern li għandu joħroġ PPP, Public Private Partnership.
PPP kien.
Ġili?
PPP kien. L-ewwel tender li ħareġ PPP kien.
Iva, ma kien BOT, għaw kien Build, Operate and Transfer. BOT, kien BOT, kien jenviġġa BOT. Dik id-direzzjoni inħass li kella tinbidel, unbidlet, ġifri, inbidel it-tip ta' tender.
Sar xi studju dwar il-viabilità jekk ikollok ċina tiegħek u tmexxija inti bħal-FMS. Kċina tijak imma tittenderi għal-barra di management ta' dik il-kċina jew inkella jkollox kċina kompletament fidejn il-privat kemm infrastrutturali u kif ukoll il-management saru studji biex wieħed jara jevalwa kull settur x'jaqbillek ma jaqbillek x'il-pro u cons kemm finanzjari u anke amministrattivi ta' kif tmexxi.
Saru ħafna diskussjonijiet u biex twaslet għad-deċiżjoni wieħed wasal għad-deċiżjoni anke ġew biex ngħidlek konsidrati modelli ta' starijiet barra, ġemmen hemm il-vantaġġi u l-iżvantaġġi f'kollox, jiġifieri hemm il-vantaġġi wkoll fil-BOT li oriġarjament kien intis li joħorġ il-kuntratt. Ma fl-aħħar mill-aħħar ittieħdet id-deċiżjoni li kollox ma kollox joħroġ tat-tip ta' tender, dialogue process u tmexxi sakemm tasal ħatażel il-kuntrattur li għandu jmexxilek. Ġew ikkonsidrat iva l-kċina tiegħek, il-kċina ċentralizzata, il-kċina mhux ċentralizzata, kollox ġi diskuss, ġifieri there was no stone left unturned biex fl-aħħar mill-aħħar taħla tasal għad-deċiżjoni.
Kien hemm xi vantaġġi meta wieħed iqabbel, kellha x'kienu l-vantaġġi meta wieħed iqabbel li jkollok infrastruttura tiegħek imma tittenderi għal barra il-management tal-Ċina. Għal sistema illi fil-fatt intaslet.
Jiena di, jekk ma jimpurtax nirrispondi bil-miktub, il-risposta qatt ma se tkun waħda ta' dritt għax dik hija tajba, hemm il-pros and cons f'kollox. Ġifieri u d-deċiżjoni damet biex ittieħdet għal sempliċi raġuni li kien hemm daw ir-rapporti li kienu jindikaw x'inhu favur, x'inhu kontra u dawn l-affarijiet.
Wieħed jista' wieħed jikkonkludi li għandek bħala value for money di kienet l-aħjar għażla.
Skont id-direzzjoni tal-gvern, ġifieri skont il-policy decision di kienet l-aħjar għażla.
U il-kuntratt kum maħsub, ma nafx li kum tistax tajdel imma li kum for a fixed term, renewable, jew inkella fil-diskrezzjoni tal-gvern ta' jwaqfu jew jibdu jew.
Minix ċert id-dettali ta' dan, nista' nirrispondi. Ovvjament, it-term huwa ikrit ikun ta' ċertu, irid ikun twil jekk min iser 10 snin. Għaxar, si, jidir li jem xaħġa ta' renewal, għaxar, jidir li jem xaħġa.
Ikkal mistoqsijiet?
Dwar il-kwistjoni tal-post-controllers. Post-controllers issa li għandek sistema illi hija l-amsam. Għadhom fuq il-proġett jew issa ġew nitlu?
Le, il-cost-controllers l-oriġinali madomx fuq il-proġett. Ġiet waqfa sistema oħra in-house ta' kif għandhom isiru il-verifiki ta' kif jitħallas il-kontrattur. Ovvjament hija biex tifferifka hija iktar sempliċi mill-li kienet qabel, fis-sens li kif tafu l-kontratt tal-lamsam hemm il-pagament li jdu sur kull xahar u inti trid tifferifika li dak ix-xogħol li kien intis ikun sar. U hekk qed isiru dak huma l-proċeduri li qed jinżammu.
Nassumi li qed kull qabel kull pagament ikun hemm verifika minn xi ħadd responsabbli nassumi mill-FMS ma' mill-FMS dwar il-kwalità tax-xogħol. U ovvjament li xogħol qiegħed in place.
So tu sej separati minn jiverifika l-flus. Technical team ikun għallu li xogħol huwa biex ngħidlek aċċettabbli.
Ma wieħed jista' effettivament jalloka r-responsabilità fis-sens li l-persuna li tkun iċċertifikat ix-xogħol mhux effettivament ikun hemm xi ħaġa ħażina li tiżviluppa aktar qudiem ikun jista' jinħeba taħt l-istruttura amministrattiva li huwa x-xogħol iċċertifikah teknikament tajjeb u għandu r-responsabilità tiegħu.
Le bħal f'kull kuntratt ieħor il-fatt li inti tajt l-approval tiegħek li jista' jitħallas ma jfissirx li dak tajtu l-approval ta' dejjem jiġifieri hemm ikun hemm latent defect, hidden defect. Li inti ma tistax tur lura u tajdlu isma jew jgħidlek isma inti ħallasni allura m'għandekx. Irid isir iċ-ċertifikat finali ta' taking over ta' kif isir f'kull kontratt normali.
Ħalli ġew mhur daqsxejn fuq il-kwistjoni tal-librerija u l-iskola medika eċetera. Naf illi fil-fatt saru diversi protesti minnaħa tal- tas-settur mediku rigward il-mod kif ġiet ridotta l-iskola medika u l-librerija medika. Saru xi żviluppi fuq dan il-problema li fil-fatt qamet li qisu għall-ewwel darba l-iskola medika mhijiex entità partikolari għaliha.
Storja ta'
400 kemm sena
storja. Kien hemm għasab anki kienet fil-gazzetti u għettajt inti, ma bid-diskussjoni li saru, intlaħaq ftehim li bija ġew ifrankati ċertu flus li flokin bnit l-iskola medika bħala bini separat li kellu jisir fl-università, kienem l-erja indikata li bej l-università u l-isptar, ovvjament ġew ifrankati dawk il-flus li kif accennajti ġifiri il-lamsam contract dawk il 2 miljon jew 4.3 miljon li il-medical suri għata ħta.
Hemm xi ħsieb fil-pjanijiet futuri tal-FMS illi dak li kien ippjanat oriġinarjament fi kien hemm il-car park li llum hemm il-carpark tal-università. Illi hemmhekk fil-futur meta jsiru l-fażijiet l-oħrajn illi baqa' illi l-iskola medika eċċetra jiġu iddirezzjonat aw diretti li dikleria u jkunu entitalium jew speċi issa ħadna parti mill-isptar u deżlet.
Din hija policy decision, ma nistax nispondi kek Minister Żbaldi klar tappartieni l-Università lanqas tappartieni jiġifieri l-Fondazzjoni ta' Servizzi Mediċi, jiġifieri l-Medical School. Jekk Minister Żbaldi kien niċċekkja ma jekk Minister Żbaldi dik il-car park li qed tajt inti hija parti mill-università.
X'kellix problema ara? Ejja. Ħareġa mhux naqsi fuq l-iskwissjoni tal-ftehim tal-apparat mediku. Il-ftehim li ġie ffirmat huwa l-istess ftehim illi attwalment il-board ta' evalwazzjoni li il porta l'appello e le fa il fatto andò nel dipartimento al contratti gli stessi apparati che ti ci presentati da Kinar il mod che fin irrangiat o meħabba il mod che fin irrangiat ġi annullat mil porta l'appello o għal-istess ftejim li għatwajmen ġiffermat?
Nistiq niċċekkja dan ġifir nistiq nirrispondik bil-miktub jien sa fejna fim mill-pariri li kellna aħna qabel ma firmajna ġifieri bħala board ovvjament kellna napprovaw ħadna l-pariri kollha sija tal-accountants tagħna Grant Thornton sija tal-avukati li dawn l-pariri li stajna niffirmaw il-kuntratt
ġifieri. Allora fejn kien annullat?
Issa minix avukat. Għallek nishtiq nirrispondik bil-miktub. Iġveri xin nirċev il-minuti noqot attent xaqsejt eżat għalli nista nirrispondik bil-eżat.
Mela
għalli. Għaxan nirċev supplikazzjoniet, ovvijament, kif nirrispondi. Zon il-dettalji ġifiri biex nirrispondik.
Ok, le, għasab mela, u appunto għasab importanti li konna l-kontrat, għasab, ma nafx kemm huwa possibbli
għamilt mistoqsija u proċedura s-sajħet jena bil-miktub u jtina risposta bil-miktub. Un bat
nix. Problemi jek għan ikkonkludu l-lum, ovvijament ma kux nistaw għan għamlu
nkomplu. Nistaw għan għamlu s-sedur toħra, kun għamlu s-sedur ġejta.
Kun għamlu s-sedur posponu l-lum, kun għamlu risposti un bat fuq kas inkomplu. Għalku għan fx mistoqsijiet fuq dak il.
Le, effettivament, inti għamilt numru ta' mistoqsijiet. Le, għalku għan mxitnej u tieta, għalku għan risposta bil-miktub. Uxekkol. Fuq.
Ma kun għamlu kol kontrat.
Mistoqsijiet bil-miktub, għalla ma nistax nagħlq llum hekk fuqha jista' jkollok mistoqsijiet oħra. Sqallhom, inti lest minn mistoqsijiet. Mela, once li ikollna dawk il-risposti bil-miktub għal mistoqsijiet li hemm magħmula, jekk ukoll hemm xi kontratti li jirreferu għalihom, bad għandna kopja wkoll kemm jista' jkun mela biex ikun jista' jaraw il-membri tal-kumitat, mbagħad fil-każ nerġgħu nikkomunikaw ma' kumitat nerġgħu nitgħu. Nirringrazzjak.
Grazie.
Nistaw naddu issa allura l-autorità Maltija dwar il-komunikazzjoni għas snin 2003-2004. Nitlob l-uffiċjali tal-autorità biex jersqu qudiem hawnhekk, please. Nsellmilkom, sinjuri, nitlobkom li waqt li tkun qegħdin tirrispondu għal dejjem konsuetudinali illi tajdu isimkom u l-kariga ta'kom rispettiva din l-autorità. Kina xtaqt bħala inizjalment tajt naqra lil-kumitat ir-wol, jew kif tiddefinixxi r-wol tar-regolatur għax l-MCA hija regulator, ir-wol tar-regolatur fl-ambitu Malti tal-komunikazzjoni.
Ġejda bone, ringrazzjak, Mr. Chairman, jina chairman tal- MCA Ian Ajusu il senior financial analyst Peter Gattu il head of corporate services importak ne descrivi da she l'inglese mi trovo il mati a
certo ma la sistema ci oggezione mi sa ma tal comitato posso dar comodo bo go ahead by one.
Thank you very much. The Water Communications Authority is the national regulatory agency that is responsible for regulating, providing oversight in three sectors. One is the communications, the second is post, and the third is electronic commerce. The major focus of the authority in its very first years has been in on the communications front. And
Mr. Tabone, please be more clear or speak louder on the, or get it closer to you, microphone closer to you, because the press and the other people cannot hear what you say.
The Malta Communications Authority is the national regulatory agency for communications, for posts, and for electronic commerce. And its role is really to provide oversight of these sectors, really ensuring competition and sustaining competition, whilst at the same time creating the conditions for sector investments, really for the most part.
How would you define the role of the regulator in protecting the consumer being the thousands of people, obviously, that pay for the services rendered to them?
The principal purpose of regulation is precisely to ensure competition in the markets, and that the competition is fair, and thus allowing consumer options to make choices in the purchase of services. And in this very particular case, I suppose we have a history, particularly on the communications front, where we had monopolies in the fixed communications, as really most countries did. But in our particular case, we had a monopoly also in the provision of really cable services and in the mobile telephony services. Now, both in really mobile services, and that has probably been one of the major, I suppose, success stories of regulation and competition, where we have seen the take up, the subscription of services really going from about 30,000 people, I suppose, in 2000 to over 300,000 at the present time, with attendant pretty cost reductions in order to be able to obtain the services. But the regulation also provides for ensuring that even where you do not have competition, such as in our particular case in fixed communications, where the services provided must have a cost orientation. So there's one of the first requirements, as a matter of fact, our first thrusts in imposing obligations on operators had to start with really ensuring that they have the structures, the organizations, that they had the accounting systems and separation that will enable us to, first of all, make a distinction between various interests and services within a company, and then really getting down to really establishing what the cost of a service provision is, what the cost of making a connection for a telephone call is, what the cost of making a long distance call, what the cost of providing a broadband connection to the home. And again, although on the fixed front, although the is not the competition in some areas of the services that are provided, but there has been the requirement for the services to be cost sensitive, and it's really as a result of that we have seen again, some very significant reductions in the fixed telephony charges. I think the interconnection, which is sort of the nub of communications, what one operator charges another one to enable networks to speak to each other. I think the cost of that, both for the fixed and for the mobile, has been halved in the period of the last 3 years, and we see that being reduced, possibly certainly the fixed, by another 50% in the next short period of time. And we also anticipate that we will be seeing competition on the fixed services in the coming short period of time. And the other major developments that have been, I suppose, in the last year, and some very recent ones, which will result in very significant service choices in the future, is in the granting of radio spectrum rights for the first of all, the next generation radio mobile telephony, and there are two licenses that have been issued, with a third one that is being vetted at the present time. In addition to that, there have been three licenses for really the establishment of wireless broadband networks that will be set up in the next 3 years, and another two licenses that have been issued for the provision of for setting up digital terrestrial TV distribution services. And one of these, as a matter of fact, is in operation now. So again, on the cable front, for the first time you have some competition. I don't know whether that
talking about the liberalization and the price is going down, do you think, why is it that the consumers, especially in the mobile telephony, complain that our rates here in Malta are higher than those charged abroad? I do not have the statistics, but this complaint has been brought to my attention. How do you explain that in spite of the competition, in spite of the large numbers of mobile users, but just the same, the rates are considered to be or are higher than those, say, in Italy or other European countries? Are they actually higher? I mean, you must have the information, I presume.
We have the very mobile rates, though, probably just above European benchmarks as far as the tariffs that are charged to consumers. The tariff that one operator charges to another one is actually below the European one. So that tells you that there's scope for the rates to consumers to move further, and the purpose of really driving down the interconnection is to enable the operators to bring the tariff to operators down further. There is scope, and it has, as a matter of fact, been also recently acknowledged, I suppose, for the first time. It was in the press by the new CEO of Vodafone that he acknowledged that the scope for tariffs to consumers really moving down further, and we're very much really working at realizing that. Having said that, the costs for obtaining a telephone have come down very considerably. Video mobile telephone, that it's affordable to most people, and the tariffs themselves have really come down a very considerable amount in the last 3 years. They have really been more than halved. It depends the several tariffs, but One disadvantage that you have, although you know we don't buy it, but it's really one of the very major arguments that are made, is that we have some diseconomies of scale, and there is a good deal of reality in that, in some aspects of it. For example, in order to have a network switch to service, Malta, probably the smallest one that you could have could service something like, 4 to 6 times the population. Then to offset that, we have the population density. So first of all, our geographic footprint is a fairly, fairly, fairly small one. And then, where you go with your network, it's fairly dense. So we have some advantages, very, very significant ones, in that, we have your networks have really 100% reach, which is not the case in, for example, the UK when it comes to broadband service provision. You don't have the reach. And then you have really the diseconomies of scale to some extent. And then we're also mindful of that the comparisons are also a bit dangerous because you're not taking into account pricing price parity. So there's another aspect to that. So I think that the costs are, in comparative terms, certainly with the older member states, are probably at a par or slightly higher.
Therefore, I mean, in the circumstances here, you do not suspect, as a regulator and watchdog, in the interest of the consumer, that there might be a sort of, how do I put it? I mean, like an agreement between the two major operators to retain the tariffs at the present rate. I mean, if you were to suspect that something like this actually is taking place, would you intervene right away?
Yeah, very much so. We're in the process. There's a new regulatory framework that came into place with the European membership last year. We're in the process of the implementation of that. Principal aspect of the implementation of that entails the actual market analysis of 18 distinct markets that are identified by the European Commission. And where it is identified in any of these markets that there is very significant market power, then there are these obligations on operators that kick in. And the obligations are to have this cost relationship in the charges. I think we're probably halfway along in the course of the last 9 months completing these reviews. We will have completed the 18 markets by March next year. It's a bit of a cumbersome process because aside from the local analysis, there's a notification that you have to make to the Commission about what the markets are telling you now, how they may evolve into the future, and so therefore and then in addition to that, if the Commission agrees with the analysis, you have to really go for consultation really locally about the implications of the findings. Is there anything you wanted to add here?
Thank you. Recently, the authorities published a consultative paper called Modalities of Payment for Contributions to the Cost of Legal Intercept Obligations, Draft Directive. Can you please elaborate on this paper?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One of the obligations of video network operators is that they have to make provision to the security agency to enable the security agency to perform its job in legal interception, where the courts, of course, approve such intervention. Up until now, the way that this really has worked, every operator has to provide a certain type of equipment to the security agency, and it's required to provide that equipment and also to service it, to support it. This is not a system that really has really worked very well, because first of all, the security agency is having to deal with a variety of technologies. So it has to deal with the technology to enable it to intercept the technology that Vodafone is using, that Go is using, that Multicom is using. And now increasingly, of course, really a lot of the communications traffic is internet based. So that's another aspect of it. And the security agency has not had that capacity up until now. But it has up until now been in a situation where it is very dependent, actually beholden, on the operators to cooperate with the security agency. With the result that first of all, if the operator is not collaborating fully, that the security agency cannot do its job. But very often what happens, and because of the nature of the technology that we're dealing with, that it's more software-based rather than mechanical or technical switches, as it was until really a few years ago. So you're dealing with really network systems that are very dynamic,
I understand, but I mean, actually what you are saying, if I understood you correctly, is that all of the operators providing the service, say whether it's Go, Vodafone, Multicom, and so on, they must have some equipment to intercept calls. Okay. Who will control that equipment? How are we going to protect the individual against an invasion of his privacy? What about sanctions against abuse? Because actually, I mean, if the operator can intercept every call, that's definitely, there is no longer any privacy in the whole process. And I think that's more or less worrisome to all the people who are using these services, practically all the population. What is being done to protect the constitutional right of one's privacy?
Okay. I was coming to the point that the obligation for the provision of interception equipment is by the operator to the security agency. So the interception equipment is with the security agency, not with with the operator. But the security agency was dependent on the Multicom to provide this. We thought that, first of all, a more cost-effective solution is to reduce to the extent possible the dependence on operators. So if instead of having a technology that is a legal interception system that is technology specific, if we have something that is generic, so if you give the security agency an environment where irrespective of the network that is being used, they can really tap into the call, subject, of course, to the to the author. So that is the process that, in a way, have been involved in. So, for the last year, we have been involved in defining actually a technical environment that is generic for the security agency, and then the consulting document that has been issued has to do with how the cost of this is apportioned amongst the operators. So the obligation laws for them to furnish the equipment. So now what we're doing, they're still furnishing the equipment. So they're making a contribution to this environment. So the equipment is really being procured by the security agency. The cost is really calculated. It would be a lease type again, because you don't want to purchase this because it's changing all the time. And then the operators make a proportionate contribution. It's really based on turnover. But the interception equipment is with the security agency, not with the operator.
Therefore it's the security agency will get the equipment, whether it's leased or purchased. That's the responsibility of the operator, and the operator will have to pay for servicing this equipment at the end of the day, isn't it?
No, the operator will merely be responsible for picking up the bill for it. So, well, up until now,
that was the consumer then.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah, it is the consumer that will, it will be, have to be factored, presumably, in the charges. But this is, pretty much, it's handled in different ways in different countries. There is this obligation for security agencies, to have that, capability. How it is handled in terms of the cost, in some instances, it's handled in the way that the law provides here. In some other instances, it's really funded really by government to budgets to security agency.
Exactly, because that, I think that would be quite anomalous, to say the least. I mean, when you have the security agency, which is a government responsibility, and then, the private operator, picking up the bill or through the consumer. Don't you think that as an authority and regulating authority, this type of system would be rather anomalous? Isn't it better to have the government allocating a budget to the security forces, first for better scrutiny in Parliament, and secondly, it will even open sort of the security forces to a certain amount of scrutiny, so that one can make sure that there wouldn't be any abuse of such excessive, inverted commas, though necessary, power. Have this consideration been taken into account in any way, or is there any recommendation to be made by the authority in this respect?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something that government would have taken that into account on how to deal with this. I think that in the end, this is what has been decided. I don't think that either way is going to whichever way. So the system is funding is one thing. The concern about really abuse of interception is a completely different matter. The way that this is really prescribed in law at the present time is for this to be a very, very specific, really financial responsibility of operators. Of course, operators have questions about this because they have other financial obligations that derive from regulation or from the use of spectrum for rights of way. So this is another one, and in the end probably whichever way is done, it sort of translates to a cost for the consumer. One of the things that we hope as a result of this is that it is a solution that is more cost effective than was previously the case.
The last question from my side. I don't know whether... No, Mr. Arrigo, sir.
I want to make the last question.
Yes, I'm going to make the last question. If the case arises where you get complaints from customers that their privacy rights are being abused, do you think that the authority will intervene, or you are excluded from intervening in a case like this?
I think that if an issue such as that comes up, we would make sure that it is referred to the appropriate agency, and we would want, as an authority, the satisfaction that it is being investigated and satisfactorily addressed.
Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. Mr. Ari.
Some questions I would like to ask. Would the MCA ask for prices to actually go down, or does it wait for the operators to do so? And would you see any market growth in the future, and if any, in what sector?
Yeah, the matter of very cost, the controls that we have are very at a wholesale provision level, and the controls that we have when I talk about really the cost orientation of prices is largely at the wholesale service provision, particularly where there is competition. Where there isn't competition, we would look at retail level. I think that we're certainly optimistic about mobile tariffs really going down. I think that there is scope for that, and it's for that reason that our move has really been at really driving down interconnection. So that would give really operators a really good deal of flexibility to bring tariffs down. There's scope for really growth, but probably not very large. I mean, what we're seeing is in some European countries where participation levels have gone really above 100%, and the reasons for that is that you have we're starting to see that here, that people have several really telephones for a variety of reasons, of course, that really participation level now is being reflected in a decline to some extent in the fixed. But again, the developments that you're starting to see now with largely with these wireless technology. I mean, you have the cable services operator that is now offering IP telephony. The likelihood is with these three networks that we'll see materializing, and each of these networks, the two mobile networks, they have rollout obligations spread over 48 months, so they have to have 30% coverage by the end of the first year. I think it goes to 50 for the second, something like that. But then for the broadband wireless, which is where you see a lot of the competition, I think that the 3G, as has been the experience in other places, we as a matter of fact, have taken our time over there because we wanted to see, what happens in other countries. So the rollout of networks has been delayed. We only started seeing that last year, and the take-up has been very modest. So we don't see very much urgency for 3G networks. Yeah, the major call possibly for them would be more on the roaming type really business initially. We were bound to see a really good deal of competition on the broadband front, and the future is really broadband. So traditionally we have thought in terms of having a telephone connection at home. Really, tomorrow, the connection that everybody has to have for a whole variety of things, is a broadband really connection, and that's, I think, the what is very promising. I think with having the choice of a very small place of really multiple infrastructures here, I think will be a very positive development for the consumer.
All of your report deals with e-commerce and e-signatures. Have you seen any growth of e-commerce within the local dimension as opposed to the international dimension? And what involvement has the MCA played in e-commerce?
Our involvement, has been very up until now in seeing that the legal infrastructure is in place, and then our very more specific involvement is on the issue of e-signatures. If I start with the latter, I think the developments of e-signatures is something that has been very slow in anywhere, there may actually be a rethinking of the concept of e-signatures to make it really less cumbersome. So I think that we're probably no more advanced than anywhere else. I think as far as the take-up of e-commerce, we're probably in line with many of the Western, many European countries. I think it's more the service provision on the business side that has been slower. We see the need for more incentives, really more encouragement, and the business community having more confidence. That's the other thing, and so this is where perhaps there needs to be some facilitation, for small business to venture into that arena.
I also refer to part of the report which deals with the EU Postal Directive, which lays out the minimum quality of service requirements that incumbent operators like Malta Post are obliged to meet. In your role as regulators, are you also to a certain extent watchdogs that these minimum requirements are effectively met by Malta Post?
Yes. We have, I think, the legislation came into force for postal services, if I recall, I think it was in June last year. I think since then we have been really working with Malta Post to really ensure compliance, and I think the major aspect of compliance has been with the really minimum weight, which is now at 100 really grams, which will come down to 50 grams, I believe it's really next year. Then the other area that we have been very much involved in is the rules relating to delivery of posts or what have you above those levels. So we have been very much involved with government in really proposing a licensing really set up really for postal services, which I suppose would include the courier services.
To what extent have you been involved also in cross-border issues? In other words, possibly problems of interference from overseas operators in relation to local operators?
We are involved in sort of European really networks, really for post. There's an organization, and there's also a European committee that's associated with this. So we have been involved into those networks, and we will have the ability to provide inputs into those, but I don't think that we have been involved that intensively up until now. We're aware of the issues very much.
Effectively take sanctions against overseas operators who, in some form or other, from overseas, can create interference locally?
I assume that we would be able to. We haven't run into that situation up until now.
One final comment rather than anything else is that I don't know whether you have received the auditor's report, midterm report, where pages 78 and 79, this one. But I mean, the management had received comments from the auditor general. There were certain points which were brought to your attention, pages 78-79.
Especially.
Okay. I mean, the auditor commented about the billing system, which was an estimation rather than actual. There wasn't a reconciliation. Commented also about the travel subsistence, which wasn't in line with the public service management code, and also about certain control issues. Have these comments or been acted upon by the authority to be brought in line?
Okay. Speaking to the first one, really, about the billing system, the billing is really done on the basis of really projected really turnover, and it's turnover, you know, sensitive, and then there are reconciliations that are made at the end of the year and adjustments made, and I believe we had explained that. I think my colleague can explain that really a little more. I think on the matter of the travel, there are two bands, and I think we have been gravitating to the upper band. I think that we're looking at that. I think that we have been using that one because really a large part of the people who are involved in the travel, they would be below. I think the line is at this salary 5 band in the civil service, and I think the people who are involved in the travel are really above that band, but we're looking at it to see. And the third point, I think there was one of the items had to do with a fixed assets register. I think my colleague can speak to that better.
Okay, basically
it's a procedural matter, you know. And it's the procedural matter, if you feel more comfortable.
Okay, thank you. فوق الأول شو اللي يسمى في نسخول البيلينج سيستم بسيكامنت لو تريتا تجبر بارتي من الفيس
اللي هو فتيد أتي اسمك والكاري
اي نجوس سينيور أناليست ريجوليتري أكاونتينج وفاينانس فين يتحلو الفيريبل لايسنس فيس لو تريتا تجبر fees li huma maħdumin bħala percentage tar revenues tal-operaturi. Issa, biex dawn il-fees aħna nkunu nistgħu niġbruhom kemm jista' jkun malajr, dejjem ħdimna ammont u ħriġna provisional invoice li ġi maħdum fuq provisional management accounts li jtuna l-operaturi. Issa, dan aħna nagħmlu follow-up tiegħu meta l-operaturi joħorġu l-annual audited accounts. Mhux l-operaturi kollha joħorġu l-audited accounts tagħhom immedjatament wara. Allura dak huwa proċess li jirrikjedi ċertu ammont ta' żmien, ġieli jkun hemm sena jew ftit iżjed sakemm l-awtorità tkun tista' tirrikonċilja dawk ir-revenues li jkunu provisional mar-revenues li jkunu attwali. Pala follow-up ta' dan il-punt, fil-fatt, edin niċċessjaw l-operaturi iżjed biex dawn il-reconciliations jisiru fi żmien iżjed malajr. Fej jidħol il-fixed asset register, fi żmien meta sar dan l-audit, kena sistema li kienet manwali, kienet bbażata fuq spreadsheet, u iżjed ma bdejna nikbru iżjed din is-sistema bdiet issir cumbersome biex inkunu nistgħu n-update jawa peress li kienet separata mill-accounting system. Fil-fatt bħala riżultat ta' dan il-kumment deċidejna illi nixtru sistema li tkun integrata mal-accounting package li nużaw tal-autorità biex issa għandna sistema waħda fejn il-fixed asset register jiġi updated automatikament kif il-purchases tal-fixed assets jiġu postjati fis-sistema.
Ringrazzjak u ovvjament stennew li fil-rapport li għalġi għamil l-Auditor Ġenerali dawn l-inefficienzi kunu ġew indirizzati. Ma jidirx li hemm iktar mistoqsijiet. Nirringrazzjakom tal-informazzjoni tagħkom. Il-laqgħa hija aġġornata u tal-qudiem tingħata data oħra tal-Kummitat li jmiss bl-aġenda żgur tkun inkomplu fuq l-FMS. Grazie.